Hi, this is Steve Pike, director of the Pink Palace Family of Museums, with another Memphis Moment. Ever since the Battle of Memphis in June of 1862, the town had been in Union hands. This was especially galling to Confederate General Nathan Bedford Forrest, since Memphis was his hometown. So on the 10th of September 1864, he staged a nighttime raid, hoping to free Confederate prisoners and capture two Union generals, Washburn and Hurlbert, who were in command there. Forrest led about 1,500 men against a force of 6,000 Union soldiers. His forces arrived on Beale Street and then split up. Forrest's brother, Lieutenant Colonel Jesse Forrest, attacked General Washburn's headquarters on Union Avenue but found it deserted. He did capture the general's overcoat, which had been left behind, when the general and his men escaped just moments before the rebels arrived. Jesse and his men then rode their horses at a gallop straight to General Hurlbert's headquarters at the Gayosa Hotel, but Hurlbert had escaped too. Another part of the Confederate force tried to free prisoners, but they were fought off by the prison guards and reinforcements from the 8th Iowa Regiment. By then it was 6 a.m. and the outnumbered Forrest brothers made a strategic retreat. Though dashing, the mission was largely a failure, unless General Washburn really loved that overcoat. To learn more about all of our region's history, visit us at the Pink Palace Family of Museums, or on Facebook, or at memphismuseums.org.